I've been doing this thing where I've been waking up and showing gratitude every morning.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. It's my girlfriend that's really influenced me, obviously, but she's more religious. And
I like that.
Because I asked her a few questions. I said, like, you're really good at appreciating life.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't think I am. I was like, everything I accomplish, I want more in the next thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, how do you just kind of like stop in the moment and enjoy? And she was like, well, I used to be like you. And then I just started kind of just appreciating what I did have and just kind of respecting what I've been given.
Uh-huh.
And it's so easy to just like, the old quote is like, you know, not to get philosophical, but like, you can look out the window and see the raindrops on the window, or you can see the beautiful view. Mm. And yeah. That holds true every single day of your life.
Yeah.
You know, a situation happens and you go, fucking hell, this is so annoying. And it's like, yeah, but think about where you are, why you're here, how lucky you are that it wasn't worse. And it could have been worse if you didn't have X and Y. So like, it's very easy to look at the negatives, but there's so many positives hidden within everything. And I found when you do look at that, life rewards you more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it does. Or maybe just because you're in a positive mindset and you keep charging forward, you get better results from doing that. Because I remember when I was a kid, I used to cry. My dad used to smack me and go, there's no point fucking crying. Crying's not going to solve anything. Mm. And that was like a really harsh version of what I've just said there.
Yeah.
It's a very old school version of like, crying's not going to solve anything. Get up, fucking get your life sorted. You know, so I think we need more of that in society now. I think everyone's a bit of a whinger. Everyone's complaining.